This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knick's Menswear, your friend in style.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
I think it's wonderful that so many are stepping up, and it looks like we're going to, you know, see a light at the end of this tunnel.
We are back on the Week in Philly, and we continue to follow the financial plight of two Delaware County hospitals that have been on the brink of closing their doors permanently, but they could be on a path to much better financial footing now. For more, let's bring in KYW's Tim Jimenez, who covered this story this week. And to start, Tim, we have talked about this on the show several times before, but for people unfamiliar, kind of fill in the backstory here of Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital.
Meant the parent company, Prospect Medical Holdings, had been having financial issues and filed for bankruptcy in January. Earlier this month, the company said it didn't have enough money to keep those two hospitals open, and that led to a big scramble to keep the hospitals open. Delaware County officials, lawmakers, they were advocating on behalf of the community and the workers. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday got involved, and the nonprofit Foundation for Delaware County stepped up as well, contributing millions of dollars in the last month to make sure the hospital doors would not close.
And then this week, another financial lifeline surfaced to help out?
Yeah, Matt. The goal here, according to officials, is for Crozier Health to get into the hands of nonprofit owners. The way it sounds from those involved is that will be a partnership with a number of entities, including Penn Medicine. But to get to that point, more money is needed to keep the hospitals open. So last week, the Attorney General's office and the foundation said that they agreed to another plan. And earlier this week, during a bankruptcy court hearing, it was presented to the judge. The Foundation for Delaware County, which already gave $7 million in recent weeks, said it would provide another round of funding, $13 million, to keep Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital running through April 1st at the very least.
You referenced this, but kind of dig into it a little more. The hope is that this is the bridge to new ownership.
Yes. Again, we're looking at nonprofit owners. That's the goal. That's what the Attorney General mentioned. That's what the Foundation for Delaware County mentioned, which is a nonprofit itself. But this is a nonprofit that was not established to do this, to prop up a hospital or hospitals. So the plan is to get all of this here from the for-profit space into the nonprofit space. And the hope is that it's going to be some kind of group, a partnership with a number of organizations. And that does include Penn Medicine. So we'll see what exactly happens. But that's the idea.
And you mentioned April 1st. Kind of go through the timeline for us here. What's the trajectory here?
We'll still have more court hearings. County officials reiterate that nothing official has been presented in court about a buyer. There's no sales agreement. We just know that the Foundation for Delaware County has dedicated already $20 million to keep Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital open. We'll see what happens beyond April 1st.
How is this hitting with employees or area residents?
Well, one person we spoke with this week was Peggy Malone. She's the head of the Crozier Chester Nurses Association.
Really been a roller coaster for both the staff and the community that we serve and our patients.
And Malone says they don't want to get ahead of themselves, but they're a little more hopeful that, in her words, quote, there is light at the end of the tunnel, that new owners will come in and right the ship. And she also emphasized how important it is that these hospitals stay open.
I do think that everyone has recognized that, and that's why they're fighting so hard to keep our system.
The other area hospitals, she says, like Riddle and Media, Hup in the city, Christiana in Delaware, she says they're just too far for people in this community. If it's an emergency situation for them, that could mean life or death. And other health systems, you know, their staff, their resources, they can be stretched thin. And Malone says the outpouring of support to keep Crozer open shows that people really do recognize that.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. We will continue to keep an eye on this. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us. We've got much more to get to on this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.